USA News. I'm Tim Berg. Weather forecasters say a storm that'll dump snow from a broad stretch of the country this weekend will be the opening act for some really cold air next week. Snow is expected this weekend from the northern Rockies to parts of the northern and central plains and Great Lakes. Arctic cold that's been brewing in northern Canada is expected to invade the United States next week. Today is International Holocaust Remembrance Day.
Survivors of Auschwitz and the Nazis' final solution are gathered in Poland Friday to commemorate the 78th anniversary of the liberation of the Nazi Germany death camp in the final months of World War II. Today's somber ceremony was along the backdrop of war once again in the region when Russia invaded Ukraine nearly 1 year ago. I'm Lance Pry.
Five former Memphis police officers are facing second-degree murder and other charges for the death of Tyree Nichols, a driver who suffered fatal injuries after being beaten during a traffic stop. Memphis Mayor Jim Strickland on the video of the incident being released today.
We wanted to ensure the proper legal steps were followed and that the family of Mr. Nichols had an opportunity to view the video footage privately before we released it to the public.
A new undercover video expose from Project Veritas allegedly captures a high-ranking Pfizer official saying the company has considered deliberately mutating COVID-19 in a lab in order to create effective vaccines in advance, declaring that COVID will be a cash cow for years and claiming federal regulators go easy on Pfizer in hopes of getting jobs later. The San Francisco 49ers, Philadelphia Eagles, Cincinnati Bengals, and Kansas City Chiefs are all making their final preparations for Sunday's AFC and NFC championship games. This is USA News.
Nachos! Yeah, you nachos!
Hey, I'll take some.
Great. And some Frank's Red Hot.
Oh, nah. I'm good.
Oh, you're just going to eat these dry, plain, boring nachos with no French. Seriously? Frank it up. Frank it up. Come on, lady. Frank it up. Frank it up. Frank it up. Yeah! Yeah, this guy finally gets it. Hey, look, we're on the Jumbotron.
It's the perfect blend of flavor and heat. Frank's Red Hot. I put that on everything.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy is not allowing Democratic Congressman Adam Schiff and Eric Swalwell, both of California, to be members of the House Intelligence Committee. Appearing on Fox and Friends, Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton says Schiff has misused his position as the panel's former chair for political gain.
Neither Adam Schiff nor Eric Swalwell would get a security clearance if they were in the private sector, if they were just a junior soldier in the military, if they were an employee applying for a job in the executive branch.
Remembrances are continuing to come in for a legendary sportscaster who has died.
Billy Packer was the voice of college basketball for generations. His son Mark broke the news to fans on Twitter Thursday night. Packer was a mainstay on Final Four coverage for more than 30 years. He's most associated for his time at CBS Sports and his longtime partnership with Jim Nance.
Who else but Simon?
No foul!
They're not going to foul him. It's only right. The ball's in his hands. A milestone victory for Arizona.
Simon says championship.
Dick Vitale tweeted, Packer had such a passion for college basketball. Packer was 82. I'm Jerry Barmash.
The Powerball jackpot for Saturday night's drawing is $572 million after no one correctly picked the winning numbers for Wednesday's drawing. I'm Tim Berg, USA News.
Meet Joe A,
hi.
Joe B,
hello,
and Joe C.
What's up?
Three everyday Joes perfecting their banking with Chase. Joe A is logging his lost debit card with the Chase mobile app. Joe B is cruising toward his new ride with AutoSave. And Joe C's Chase banker is helping him budget to go back to school. Tools that help protect, support for what's next. One bank that puts you in control. Visit chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Messaging and data rates may apply. JPMorgan Chase Bank, N.A. member FDIC.